Our community connection is in Columbia County, where Connor Shonis runs the nonprofit Rescue Pets Serving Vets, pairing formerly abused dogs with area veterans, creating new and healing friendships for both. Connor Shonis takes the story from here.
Rescue Pets Serving Vets actually began in the back of my parents' vet clinic. My mom was managing our practice and my dad was the veterinarian. She began doing a little bit of research on how a lot of shelters in the South worked and noticed that a lot of them, unfortunately, are kill shelters where the animals have kind of a date, and if they're not adopted by that date, they're euthanized. And she began actually transporting the dogs up from the South and keeping them in the back of our clinic, where we had like a large open room that we never used. And from there, it actually grew pretty slowly. We had 3 dogs at first, and she would take care of them, rehabilitate a lot of them herself, and get them adopted over time. From there, we kind of grew, and she wanted to give us a little bit more of a solid mission statement. What could have we done to make our rescue special? And just from some really positive interactions in the vet clinic with veterans, she kind of had that idea in mind, and we wanted to try to set the rescue up to give back to a lot of veterans that have served our country.
Every veteran is different, and every veteran's story is different. So do the dogs need to be trained in any special way?
I wouldn't say that they have to be trained specifically in how to interact with veterans, because dogs are extremely keen when it comes to picking up on kind of emotions like that, and especially in veterans where they might be out in public kind of operating with a higher level of anxiety. Dogs can pick up with that. They form that bond almost quicker with those kind of people, and it's really kind of natural. We get very, very few dogs that cannot make that connection almost immediately. We also adopt to anybody as well. When I'm saying rehabilitation, it's more like a lot of these dogs have been beaten, used as bait dogs, which is where like people use them to train fighting dogs with, and they might not be very okay with being pet or being in a crate or being on the leash. And that's the kind of work that we do to get them ready for adoption. One of the things that also helps make our rescue special is we spay, neuter, vaccinate all our animals completely free for veterans. And for non-veterans, our adoption fee is $200, which just covers their transport. My dad still provides all the veterinarian services completely free.
That's incredible. You have this identity now with the veterans and with anyone that would like to adopt an older animal. They're usually older dogs, yes?
Yeah, I mean, we get all kinds, but I'd say the majority are like adult. We do get a lot of dogs that are older that may have been with an older family and, you know, something unfortunately happens with their health and they're no longer able to take care. We get those dogs actually surrendered from our community that can be older and they're still phenomenal. You can teach new tricks to old dogs, and you know, we've had a lot of success with that, but we get all kinds. 9 times out of 10, we usually have an older dog there. They're amazing.
Olivia, what do you see in the personality of the dogs that makes them so lovable, that makes them so wantable?
Just being at the rescue for as long as I have now, at some point, every dog just has that want for love and attention, and they all ultimately want the same thing. It takes some of them longer to get there than others because of their past, but when you look into their eyes, all you see is that they just want a best friend. So it really is just so special.
It's an amazing thing, too, because when you're talking about veterans, they've gone through hardship, too. And, you know, maybe some of these dogs have gone through their hardship. So both of them have similarities in their lives. And maybe that's where they make that connection and that bonding.
Absolutely. You see it all the time. Veterans, unfortunately, go through things that most people in their lives will not have to experience. And these dogs have gone through things that, I mean, any number of things. No one really knows exactly what they've gone through either. So you see them make that bond together for sure.
It's almost like a natural fit.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, when you do see that natural fit happening, what goes through your mind and in your heart when you see their expression?
It really just melts your heart. It's such a special way to give back to that very particular community. You really just see them both almost like just let go and give in to each other. And it's very sweet to see them form that connection. And you can almost see their friendship blossoming before it's even really started. And then you know that they're going to have a very special lifetime together. And it's very nice to be able to witness that.
We recently had a gentleman come up to adopt from us. He's been through all different kinds of therapies, and he was explaining kind of his troubles that he had with his PTSD and how he kind of was dealing with the things that he experienced during his time in the service. And I think when people experience those kind of things, it kind of puts them so on edge, winds them up so much. They might have spent the last 10 years training themselves to become this violent machine. And when they get back, they don't really have the ability to apply those skills or to feel like they're back in their own spot again. So a lot of the dogs can help them feel that sense of security. It's extremely cathartic to them and to us to see them kind of help unwind a lot of these veterans that have been just through so much. Yeah, it is amazing for the veteran and the dogs, because like I said, we get a lot of dogs that have been abused or neglected or mistreated in so many different ways. And both the dog and the veteran are just looking for some sense of security and belonging. And it is just amazing, because we've had pretty much no adoptions where that wasn't immediate. And these dogs become, most of the time, these veterans' best friend. You know, they take them everywhere. If you don't mind me telling a story real quick.
Sure.
Back when we were in the vet clinic and we had just a few dogs at a time, there was one dog named Zeus, and he was a fighting dog that we got from the South, and he just was very uneasy with people. I would say this would be like a scarier dog to be around at first, and it wasn't his fault. We dealt with a lot of dogs. We knew that at the time, and that it would just take time. And after having him for, I think it was 3 years, and training him nonstop, he became okay with certain people, and there was a veteran who was a truck driver after his service and was looking for a companion, and actually scouted him out online and drove all the way to us to meet this dog. And it was just immediate magnetism. They just took to each other so fast. And we've seen this dog like literally throw its teeth at everybody. And this guy, just immediate connection. And now it's wonderful. He sends us pictures still and he's in touch with us. But now this dog just rides in his cab all across America, and they're just the best of friends. For any veteran that's going to listen to us right now, in my opinion, there's not another therapy that's more effective than just having that companionship and camaraderie that you can bring home and just love all day. It's amazing.
Again, your parents had the nonprofit, and then mm-hmm. now you've taken it over. So since you're young, you've got a lot of ideas. How would you like to see the future of your nonprofit continue?
We don't really have too many ideas of where exactly the rescue itself is going to go, other than just to keep what we're doing going forward, because we still make a lot of adoptions. We're very fortunate to have a lot of networking. I think to continue to get more people exposed to our organization and what we do, the kind of dogs we have and how amazing they are, if we can keep setting up events, getting these dogs adopted, if we can keep doing that, that's where we're at right now.
Olivia, has there ever been a situation where somebody from our area, maybe they left a dog on the highway, maybe they decided to abandon it? Do you pick up the abandoned dogs as well?
Yeah, it has definitely happened. We have local people in our community all the time reach out to us. Do you have space for one more dog? I've just found this dog, or whatever the situation may be. And you know, we always pretty much have space for another dog. So it's unfortunate, but it's nice that we can offer them a place to go and get them a new home, a loving home. But yes, that does happen.
Connor, if they wanted to get in touch with you, whether it's a veteran or someone who would just like to have some companionship, maybe an elderly person with an elderly dog, can they contact you in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my mother, Casey Shonis, who's the founder, is the mastermind behind all of this. She coordinates a lot of our adoptions. I always like to recommend people, if you can look us up on Facebook at Rescue Pet Serving Vets, that is our go-to because she communicates mainly through Messenger on Facebook. So if anybody's ever interested, just shoot us a message there. Or you can also text her number at 570-441-0083. Anybody at all interested in adoption can contact us.
When you see all the work that goes into not only taking care of the dogs, but also setting them up with that perfect new friend, mm-hmm. how does that make you feel?
I love it. It's very fulfilling. It's very rewarding. It is a lot of work, but at the end of the day, you know, it's what these dogs need. It's what these people need. I just love being a part of it.
What are some of the difficulties that you have to face with regard to funding and attention and so forth?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for funding, we're very fortunate now. There's enough people that know about us that we can operate pretty well through the funds that we get donated to us or through grants. But when we first started, that was a big thing. My parents at the time actually paid out of pocket for a lot of this stuff, and they enjoyed doing so. But at first it was hard to kind of grow our rescue because of the financial constraints. It's very expensive. Thankfully, with my dad and his specialty, it makes it a little bit easier to afford because he provides a lot of the care for the animals. It waxes and wanes, but we always have amazing volunteers. I just wanted to say real quick that they are just the best of the best people. And they have been with us, most of them, for years at this point. Recently, we've been very lucky getting some younger volunteers there. We have all sorts of people that come and help. Before, it was a little harder to get on board younger people. People that could really get up in the morning and go to an event or something like that, could pick up a dog crate.
It's nice to know that they're into volunteerism and they mm-hmm. want to give back in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have amazing people that they do it for the dogs, they do it for the veterans. We have veterans that volunteer. We started 8 years ago, and it's really been amazing to see how much the community is willing to give us to help us keep going. I think it's important to say anybody who just even wants to spend 5 minutes at the rescue, hang out with a dog for a couple minutes, it does wonders for the dogs.
It's a healing experience all the way around.
It is.
You're growing and you're able to continue with the mission that your mom and dad started. Mm-hmm. You're helping veterans and you're also helping the dogs. It's like that huge circle of help and comfort and friendship.
100%. Like I said, we're just going to keep going and keep doing our thing and hopefully can connect with more nonprofit organizations and more veterans, community members. A lot of veterans, when they come back, there's so many differences and they're trying to find their fit and they're trying to figure things out. And it can be such a grueling process and be so mentally strenuous that if you do need help, find help, but a good way is to get a companion. They'll always be there for you. Our mission is saving these dogs, and then we're also being able to help give back to our veterans.
Special thanks to Connor Shonis and Olivia Craigle of Rescue Pets Serving Vets, a nonprofit in Columbia County. A very special mission established 8 years ago by Connor's mother, Casey, and so we thank her as well for introducing an idea that would bring two different friends together for a good part of their lives. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.